You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Greyhound Podcast, looking at night three of the opening round in the William Hill Greyhound Derby. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined once again by Racing Post Greyhound expert Jonathan Kerr. How are you, Jonathan?
Well, I'm in good form, Mark. It was a tough old night last night. There were a few difficult to fathom results, and track was running a little bit slower at Wimbledon the night before. I think it was about 20 spots slower to start with, but it was still that real air of anticipation, just two going through, and anyone who made it through, mightily relieved.
Yeah, it was one of those nights where there was no real absolute standout performance that has a real effect on the top end of the market. We've still got the same co-favourites of three with Droopy's Nidge, Farlow, Blitz and Ewan Yolo at 16s and then 25-1 bar. Did anything stand out to you?
Well, performance of the night probably had to be Adagio Bob, Mark Wallace's venerable stayer. Now, you wouldn't have known he was a stayer the way he catapulted out of trap six last night. Led all the way, beat Tinwald Rodney, who I thought was very eye-catching. That's a name to keep on the right side of. He did 28-36, did Adagio Bob, I say. That was the quickest of the night. Also, I was impressed with Claire's Wonder, Irish Raider for Graham Holland. Did 28-44, but perhaps more significantly, that was off a 4.72 sectional. That's just one spot slower than the quickest split so far, and that sort of early pace will be a potent weapon.
Well, let's see what happens on Friday evening then. We'll get stuck into the heats. There's 13 of them on Friday evening, and the first heat that we look at is heat 23, which is at 7.25, and we've got Ted's Last at 8-11 at the top of the market in trap 3. It's 5-2 for Tyrannis Bolt in trap 6. It's 6-1 for Ninja Turbo in trap 1. 8-1 for Koulavani List, who comes out of trap 2. And it's 16-1 for Farley Moon in trap 5. Trap 4 is the vacant trap here. Who do you like in the opener, Jonathan?
Well, this is a case of you pay your money and you take your choice, really. Ted's Last, who dominates the market. Well, he's very unexposed. We don't really know an awful lot about him. He won a maiden at Nottingham in not particularly overwhelming fashion, but since then he's trialled very, very well at Nottingham and at Wimbledon. So that's why he's so short, representing Derby King Charlie Lister. But I'm going to go for the proven here. Tyrannis Bolt in trap 6 has done really well since stepped up in distance. He's got good winning form. He's won a couple of trial stakes here. He ran well off a moderate start when beaten last time out, and I just think he offers more solid, proven credentials. So I'm going to go for trap 6, Tyrannis Bolt, to beat 3, Ted's Last.
6 to beat 3 in the opener then. The second heat that we look at is heat 24, and this is at 7.39, and Blue Cafu is the 4-6 market leader coming out of trap 1. Trap 6, Salonika, is 7-2 second in the market. It's 6-1 for Sparta Flame in trap 2. Trap 4, Van Basten, is 7-1, and JT Valencia is the 10-1 outsider coming out of trap 3. Who would you side with in the second heat on the night?
Hard to get away from Blue Cafu here for Pat Buckley. The Irish had a good night last night with four winners. I think this could be another. He's got some very, very flashy runs in the Laurels at Cork, and then his last run in Ireland at a 28-27 impressive romp at Shelbourne Park. He trialled well here. He's got the inside box, which might not be conducive to pinging the lids, but he does look just a different class on paper to these. It may be an Irish one too, because I think trap 6, Salonika, for Peter Cronin, can chase Blue Cafu home. He trialled pretty well behind Farlow Nutter last time, and has a good makeup with a vacant trap on his inside. I'm going to go for 1, Blue Cafu, to beat 6, Salonika.
Okay, 1 to beat 6 in that heat. The 7.54 is heat 25. The market headed for this one by trap 3, Deanridge Pennies, who's even money. It's 2-1 for Ivanta Fantasy in trap 1. It's 5-1 for Millwoods Katie in 4. 10-1 about trap 2, Ashburn Lark, and 12-1 for trap 6, Marmalady. You've mentioned a strong Irish challenge in the 24th heat. Well, we've got similar in this heat.
Yeah, Deanridge Pennies, the Irish Derby semi-finalist last year, and then ran very well on the Night of Stars, the big gala at the end of the season over at Shelbourne Park. But I'm just a little concerned here that he might not clear Trap 2, Ashburn Lark, without some sort of difficulty. I'm going to go for Trap 1, Ivanta Fantasy, even though she's not really proven over distances, maybe quite as demanding as this. Has a brilliant record at Romford, but there wasn't a lot wrong with her trial when she was outstayed by kennelmate Blonde Nipper. If she comes away well, I think she could go round the first bend in front and get the run of the race, as it were. Clearly, Deanridge Pennies brings top form into it and has to be respected. If he does get a clear run, he'll be hard to hold. But for me, Ivanta Fantasy in 1's the shout to beat 3 Deanridge Pennies.
1 to beat 3 in that one. Heat 26 is at 8.10. And Sidarian Blitz in Trap 6 is the 7-4 favourite. 3-1 for Barefoot Artist in Trap 2. Magical Hotch is 100-30 in Trap 3. It's 4-1 for Coolus Alpha, who's Trap 1. And Trap 5, Ballyregan Billy, is the 7-1 outsider. But quite an open heat, this one, Jonathan.
Yeah, I don't like this heat, Mark. This is tough. I think there are a number of scenarios that could happen here. What may be the most obvious thing to occur is crowding on the inside. The Magical Hotch in 3, I think, will try to get across to the rails. And if there was some scrimmaging there, it could just pay into the hands on the outside of Trap 6, Sidarian Blitz. Heather Dimmock's dog wins in his turn. He's versatile in that he can win from the front or from behind. And I think he'd be prominent from the outset. He just failed to get round the bend in his most recent trial stakes. For the danger, well, Trap 3, Magical Hotch, is very, very strong. He's been struggling to actually get his head in front, but really does rattle home. So I'm going to go for 6, Sidarian Blitz, to beat 3, Magical Hotch.
8.26 is the time of Heat 27, and Sino Gamble in Trap 6 is the 6-4 favourite here. It's 7-4 for Trap 3, Burgess Oscar, 4-1 for Trap 1, Killer Hunter, 8 for Dust Till Dawn in Trap 2, and it's 12-1 for Fairy Prince in Trap 4. Who would you side with in that one?
I make Killer Hunter in Trap 1 my best bet of the night. He's a bit of a fairy tale story. He took a very bad tumble and suffered serious injury at Monmore last summer, but came back at the back end of last year with winning form. And after a rest, has been in great form just recently. Won very well at Romford in a quick time and put a good trial in here. If he breaks from the inside, which is always an imponderable, I think he's got the pace to lead these, and that would make things very interesting indeed at decent odds. Trap 6, Sino Gamble, is a similar sort of greyhound. Will want to get away and try and get round the bend in front. But if he doesn't, he'd be vulnerable laid on. So I'm going to go for Trap 3, Burgess Oscar. Some very good form in Ireland. I'm going to go for him to take the second qualifying position. For me, it's Trap 1, Killer Hunter, to beat 3, Burgess Oscar.
1 to beat 3 then, and Trap 1, Killer Hunter, is Jonathan's best bet on the night then. The 8.42 is the 28th heat, and we've got 7-4 joint favourites. One of them is the reigning champion, Salad Dodger. Shotgun Harley is the other. Those come out of Trap 2 and 6 respectively. 3-1 for Trap 3, Queen Asia. JT Hawaii in Trap 1 is 7-1, and 20-1 for Here We Go in Trap 5. Salad Dodger, Jonathan, obviously won it last year. A bit of a surprise to a lot of people, but do you think he can get off to a winning start here?
I don't think he's any worse a greyhound than he was this time last year. He has had a long layoff, but his trial work has been very good, particularly here. However, and this is a big but, he's got a nightmare draw on paper. Both JT Hawaii in 1 and Queen Asia in 3 have got early pace. I think he could be something of a pincer movement. He might get squeezed out. And for that reason, I'm going to side with Trap 6, Shotgun Harley. He's been on fire for Hove trainer Derek Knight recently, finding ways to win, even in the most difficult of circumstances, and he put in a good trial here. I think he's well worth an interest. I do think Salad Dodger, who we know is strong, can extricate himself and come through to qualify, but for me, Shotgun Harley in 6 to beat Salad Dodger in 2.
Okay, 6 to beat 2 then in that one. We move on to the 29th heat at 8.58, and the market is headed by El Lima in Trap 3, who's 5-2. It's 11-4 for Bubbly Beauty in Trap 5, 7-2 for Black Rose Ice and Screen Critic, and 5-1 for Flemish Idea in Trap 1. You could easily state a case for all of these, Jonathan, so who do you side with?
Again, it's a really tough heat to call. I'm going to go for Bubbly Beauty in 5. She won the 2013 Puppy Derby over the course and distance, and has spells of running very well and then just dips a little bit. Well, she's been off for a while. I think being fresh might actually be in her favour. And she has got a ping start in her on occasions. All round, I think she might just prove strongest. But as you say, in a race where you can make a case for nearly all of them. For the forecast and the second qualifying position, I'm going to go for veteran screen critic. He's already reached a Derby final a couple of years ago. Obviously isn't quite as good as he was then, but he's got a great makeup here. And I think there could be a bit of crowding on the inside. So I'm going to go for 5, Bubbly Beauty, to beat 6, Screen Critic.
On to the 9:15 next, Heat 30, and Sidarian Blaze in Trap 1 is the 4-7 favourite here. It's 4-1 for Kip, as you say, in Trap 3, and it's also 4s for Mashmad Blackie in Trap 6, 8-1 for Rio San Marino in Trap 2, and 33-1 for Trap 5, Sporting Rebel. Sidarian Blaze suffered an early exit last year. Can he make up for it this time round?
Oh, you think so. I mean, he wants the inside draw, definitely. He won the Easter Cup in Shelbourne Park on his last Irish appearance, and he's got some flying times around here, 28-15, winning a trial stakes. He's a very worthy odds-on favourite, but at the price, people may want to take him on, and there is a ground you can do so with. In its Trap 3, Kip, as you're saying, won the Arc for Chris Alsop, who is in brilliant form at the moment, and then came here and won a trial stakes in great style too. Trap 3, he may go ping. If he goes ping, he gets around the bend in front. Well, for all that Sidarian Blaze is brilliant along the back straight, he could make it very interesting. And the odds, it's worth a play. So I'm going to go for Trap 3, Kippers Usain, to beat 1, Sidarian Blaze.
On to the 9:32 next, Heat 31, and it's 5-4 about Trap 1, Ivanta Evita. Here it's 3-1 for Trap 6, Swift Whirlwind, 11-2 about Trap 2, Indigo Jack, and Trap 4, Farley Rio. It's 10s for Underground Ace in Trap 3, and Trap 5, Millwoods Davies, also 10-1. The full complement here, Jonathan, 6 dogs, who comes out on top?
Well, I think Mark Wallace will have the winner, but maybe not in the way that the market thinks. I'm going to go for his Swift Whirlwind in Trap 6 to beat the favourite Kennelmate Ivanta Evita, basically on value grounds. Also, I think Swift Whirlwind has got a very good makeup drawn on the outside. A great chance to ping and go clear. Ivanta Evita is one of the top bitches in training and was runner-up to Kippers Usain in the Arc. Clearly a big danger, but she is priced accordingly. With 6 runners, we need a tri-cast here, and I'm going to go for Trap 4, Farley Rio, to fill third. But of course, only 2 go through, remember that. So it's 6 Swift Whirlwind to beat 1 Ivanta Evita with 4 Farley Rio for the tri-cast.
Okay, 6-1-4 then for Jonathan in the 9:32. The 9:48 is Heat 32, and Trap 3 Ballymac Matt is 8-13 at the top of the betting here. It's 3-1 for Romney Rouge in Trap 6, 8-1 for both Trap 1 Bubbly Ninja and Trap 2 Glen Paddon Rock, and 12-1 for Trap 5 Ballymac Sinbad. I was quite interested in Ballymac Matt, Jonathan, because he's a wide margin winner when he gets away, but he doesn't always get away from the traps on terms. So how do you see it going this evening?
Well, that's the imponderable, isn't it? The $64,000 question. He is a very exciting prospect, and I'm looking forward to seeing him because, obviously, with his form being in Ireland today, I'm not as up to speed as I'd like to be. I do respect him, but I think he's going to have to put a good performance in to beat Trap 6 Romany Rouge for Richard Devenish. Monmore Puppy Derby finalist, very, very strong, and looks like he can go around in a reasonable position. He ran ever so well when third behind Riverside Pat in a trial stakes last time out, and I think he might just prove too strong all round for Ballymac Matt. If Ballymac Matt gets away cleanly, well, obviously he'll take the beating, could put a good run in, but the value for me lies with Trap 6 Romany Rouge. 6-3 for me.
6-3 there then. The 10-03 is the 33rd heat in the first round, and Trap 6 Dunghill Rocket is 11-10 at the head of the betting. 3-1 for Go Ahead in Trap 3, 7-2 about Ascot Woody in Trap 2, it's 5-1 for Trap 4, Thinking Big, and 16-1 for Notting Hill Lil in Trap 1. So we're a pretty short price favourite in the shape of Trap 6 here. Jonathan, talk us through your thoughts there.
My thoughts are I'm going to be really, really interested to see this Dunghill Rocket run. His sprint work at Wimbledon has been outstanding, 15.87 in his most recent trial, but we've got no idea how strongly he stays. It looks good to race clear, I've got to take him on at the price. And I like Ascot Woody in Trap 2 for Pat Rosny. Now, he's not the most heralded of Pat's team, but you wouldn't be with Ewan Yolo and Swift Hoffman in there. But you know what? He's not that far behind him, and he always puts a run in. I think he is definitely the value option in this. Obviously, Trap 6 Dunghill Rocket could go well clear. Has to be respected. But for me, Trap 2 Ascot Woody to beat 6 Dunghill Rocket.
2 to beat 6 there then. The next heat is at 10:18. This is the penultimate heat on the night. It's heat 34. And the market headed by Swift Hoffman in trap 5 at 10 to 11. It's 15 to 8 for Sidarian Vega in trap 2. 6 to 1 for trap 1 View the Moon. 8 to 1 about Swift Perth in trap 6. And coming out of box 3, it's Old Stein at 20 to 1. Who lands the penultimate heat?
Got to go with the RPG TV Scottish Derby winner Swift Hoffman here. He really has been rejuvenated this campaign after just dipping at the back end of last year. He showed that he can win from the front or from behind up at Shawfield. The one doubt is he's only ever won from trap 6, but he's won some good races or run some good races from 5, so I'm not massively concerned about that. And also, a vacant trap in 4 has to be an advantage. Trap 2, Sidarian Vega, is the obvious danger. Very, very impressive through the Juvenile Classic at Tralee, and put in a reasonable sprint trial. He'll come on for that, but maybe hasn't had quite the thorough preparation of some of the Irish Raiders. I'm going to go for 5 Swift Hoffman to beat 2 Sidarian Vega.
5 to beat 2 there. Then the final heat of the night is heat 35, which is at 10:35, and the market headed by trap 1 Ibiza Rocks, and he's 5 to 4 at the top of the market. It's 3 to 1 for Global Chariot in trap 2 and Boozed Miranda in trap 6. 8 to 1 about American Werewolf in trap 4, and 10 to 1 for TJ's Airtech in trap 5. Who would you side with in the lucky last?
I'm going to hope Booz Miranda in 6 can trap in her best style, because that will give her a great chance to dominate on the outside, and she's always a tough proposition to beat when in front. Dangers abound in a contest where you can make a case for most. Ibiza Rocks in 1 has some really good form, reaching the Romford Puppy Cup final last year, but he hasn't raced for a while and that may well count against him. And we're on a learning curve with trap 2 Global Chariot, an Irish raider who's surely better than his 29.08 trial in a war. I'm going to go for 6 Booz Miranda to beat 1 Ibiza Rocks.
Good stuff, Jonathan. We've already heard that you're quite fond on Killia Hunter tonight. What will be on Knapp and next best for the evening?
Yeah, Killia Hunter is the Knapp, and I can report that I did check with his trainer David Mullins yesterday, and he says he's in great form at the moment, so that's good to hear. For the next best, I just think that the way the 10:03 heat 33 might be run could suit Ascot Woody. Pat Rosny's in great form, and this is a greyhound that you know will always give his all for you.
Superb. Thank you very much, Jonathan. Enjoy Friday evening's action, and we look forward to speaking to you again on Saturday.
Look forward to it. Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.